أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. صدق الله العظيم. Guys, before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminded us about the shortness of this life, the definite occurrence of the day of Qiyamah, and how we should analyze, assess the quality of our a'mal that we send forth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not become like those who have forgotten Allah. By forgetting Allah, we have forgotten our own selves. Between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is the hidayah and the guidance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imbues our heart. And one is a guidance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which would remain till the day of Qiyamah, and that is this Qur'an Sharif. Allah says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ. If we reveal, if we send down this Qur'an upon a mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا, then you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will see that the mountain will be subdued, it will be humbled. مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, and that mountain will burst asunder because of its awe, its fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation that is visible to our eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps the mountain seems to be the mightiest of them all, it seems to be the strongest of them all, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has merely chosen that as an example. Definitely each and every one of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have some kind of comprehension, some kind of recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence in the very literal sense Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying this, that if this Qur'an was revealed to the mountains, if the mountain had become the recipient of the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, in total gratitude to Allah, in total appreciation of this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mountain will be subdued, the mountain will be humbled, and because of the magnitude and the greatness of this kitab, the Qur'an Sharif, the mountain would have burst asunder. You and I are the recipients of this Qur'an via our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent down this Qur'an via Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then generation after generation from him to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and from Sahaba each generation one after the other, we have received this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its pristine purity. Not one alteration, not one change has been made to this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously, we remain indifferent to this kitab of Allah. Neither has it humbled us, nor has our hearts torn apart because of this kitab, because we have not understood the greatness of this kitab. And here is an ayah of the Quran Sharif, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to us. And very ironically, we go from one jalsa to another, from one function to another, one event to another, one walima to another. By and large, this ayah is being recited from time to time, but never ever as any kind of urge or inclination come in our hearts to turn towards this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ. And that is the examples, the similitudes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent forth to the whole of mankind. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they may reflect, they may ponder over the magnitude and the greatness of this kitab of Allah and the laws and regulations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. Now as the surah comes to a conclusion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself to us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some of the sifat, some of the qualities of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. He is Allah, الَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. That being that there is no deity, there is no God, there is no object of worship besides Him, besides Allah. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. The surah had begun, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That everything else acknowledges Allah. Everything else in the creation of Allah acknowledges the glory, the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about His tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zat, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sifat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qualities, Allah Rabbul Izzat is one. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the power, all the might, and all the energy, and everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no partner, there is no one to share with Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is that reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, the reality that needs to enter our hearts. It is something that we need to acknowledge. It is something that we need to ponder about. It is something that we need to speak about. The greatness of Allah, the tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And more we speak about this, the more and more the tawheed and the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will begin to come into our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.